Price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour of hour number three this week here on this Friday, February 20th, 2026 edition. In the Republican Party, there is a process that we're going through in vetting candidates, hearing them saying that they're running for governor. We've got a whole long list of people saying they're running for governor. Well, the fact is they have to collect signatures on nominating petition sheets, at least turn in 15,000 valid signatures. Now, you can turn in up to 30,000. That's the maximum. But as they go through the signatures and check them to make sure they're right, that people are signing for the right county, that they are actually registered to vote in that county, and that that person hasn't signed more than one sheet for different candidates. Very difficult process for the Secretary of State Bureau of Elections office to do, but it's coming up on April the 21st. Now, one of the candidates that says he's been running as a Republican out on the campaign trail is gubernatorial candidate Anthony Hunson. He's now seeking the Libertarian Party nomination as opposed to running as a Republican, saying that he has felt marginalized by party leadership. Carla Wagner has said the same thing. Pastor Ralph Rebant, another candidate running. And that the party seems to be focusing in on the top people who are in the polling, according to polling data, are basically the leaders, and also looking at how much money their campaign has gotten support for. Who's got the most money in the bank? Well, Anthony Hudson said, per the MERS News Service story, he said he's tired of the corruption, quote unquote. Hudson said he's not been invited to party events where he can share his message, so he's going to try his luck with the Libertarian Party. The Libertarian Party selects their nominee through a July convention. He said he has a broad base of supporters and has received over 4 million social media views on his social media platforms. Hudson went on to say, I'm tired of the same two diseased wings on the same Masonic bird, Hudson said. Outside of not getting the same speaking opportunities as other candidates, Hudson said he's not getting any aerial support from people criticizing him for suggesting certain things. For example, penalties attached to certain crimes that he feels should be, like, for example, the death penalty. On January 4th, he posted a video declaring that it's, quote, time to get the rope, end quote, while holding a large loop of a rope around his arm. Well, on February 1st, he invoked a public hanging during a Mason City Council meeting due to that body leaning toward supporting a proposed data center against the desires of many of the taxpayers and public speakers attending that city council meeting. He asked the question, what is the punishment for treason? He said the answer is a capital offense. People should stop committing treason and abide by the law. In the video holding the rope, he explained treason as committing an act of war against, quote, the people, end quote, who were not listened to at public meetings. Public officials just basically ignoring the people that came and spoke against the project. Hudson goes on to say, when the government boards ignore, quote, the people, again, end quote, on issues like granting the construction of a data center, it's clearly corruption that is going on. And those public officials need to resign and be charged with the penalty you deserve. I am a candidate by, for, and of the people. And I'm going to fight for the people of this state. I'm urging people to go to the Libertarian Party because Republicans are not who they seem that you think they are. Regarding the Republican Party, he said it's time to weed out the corruption by being on the outside and fighting your way back in. Well, Oakland County Republican Party Chairman Vance Patrick said in a response that Hudson never had a viable path to the Republican nomination. And simply, quote, everyone involved understood that, end quote. He made his disdain for our party crystal clear when he said in an email to me that he would smile as I watched the GOP crumble. Patrick continued, quote, our party is focused on winning elections, promoting serious candidates, and advancing policies that improve the lives of Michigan families. If he now believes that calling himself governor makes it so, that tells you everything you need to know about Anthony Hudson and his candidacy, end quote. So, one disgruntled candidate is leaving the Republican Party, running now as a Libertarian. The thing that I totally understand his frustrations has to do with fundraising. In order for the organized political parties, both the Democrats and the Republicans, because we are basically a two-party state, Libertarians, Independents, have a very low record of success in the state of Michigan. If you want to run for office, you either have to run as a Republican or a Democrat. But more importantly, the political machines always look at your campaign account and how much money you've raised from donors. How many unique donors do you have, meaning not one particular PAC, not one particular outside super PAC, special interest groups, unions, no, individual donors. And where do those donors live? Do they live here in the state of Michigan, or do they live outside the state of Michigan? Are they donating $500, $1,000 checks, or are they donating $20 and $50 and perhaps even $100, $10? How many unique donors do you have? How much is the average donation? And where do the donors live? That's what the machines look at. Campaign finance reports come out, and there's actually groups of people out there that take the time to go through and look at these campaign finance reports. MERS News Service, one of the sources I use to do this show, they take the time and they actually break it down. And I then read those stories to you guys here on the radio because they take the time to tell us exactly. Now, allegedly, according to the polls, they're claiming that Congressman John James is the top front runner for the Republican Party right now for the nomination to be our next governor. But if you look at his campaign finance reports, you'll see that a lot of his donors are outside of the state of Michigan. He's also taken donations from certain PACs and certain special interest groups, not just private citizens. And many of these donors, folks, are not $10, $20, $50 donors. Some of these donations are in the thousands of dollars up to the limits that the statutory limit is. I believe for governor, it's $8,250 per individual. But more importantly, early on to tip the scales to push him toward being the front runner was one of the DeVos family members, husband and wife, said that they had put $5 million into a super PAC that would be supporting John James' candidacy for governor. That tells me everything I need to know. I do not want a politician, a sitting, duly elected congressman running for governor of my state being supported by a $5 million super PAC from the DeVos family. It's not something I'm interested in. Number one, I don't believe the polls. I don't believe John James has the vote of the people. Not one person in the Republican Party that I've spoken to said they're voting for John James in the August 4th primary. Not one. No, been there, done that. He's a loser when he ran for Senate. He should stay in Congress. Now, one of the other components of this is, and I've said this publicly many times, I want a Trump-like businessman or woman to run for governor to fix what's wrong with our state. I don't want a politician. I want a business person. Now, many of you have questioned me about the Perry Johnson's commercial that's been airing on the show. That is a straight-up political ad buy that came to the radio station from his political consultant. But it says a lot about his ability to get his message out there, and he is a businessman. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Citizens of Northern Michigan, your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I just want to wrap this up with it's going to come down to April 21st, I believe is the deadline for turning in signatures, the petition nominating sheets, to see who is actually able to get enough signatures to get on the ballot for the August 4th primary. We need to vet these candidates. We need to prepare for it because the day is coming. They will have to turn in their signatures. Those signatures will be analyzed by the Bureau of Election, and then we'll know truly who is a serious candidate and going to be able to be on the debate stage. But before then, we need to talk to these people. We need to find out exactly what are they doing about their campaign? How are they going to get their message out? What kind of donations are they taking? Where are they taking the donations from? And what kind of PACs or super PACs are supporting them? And this leads to another question that a lot of people have asked me. With Perry Johnson spending a lot of money on advertising, even before that April 21st deadline, is this basically him trying to buy the election? I say the answer to that is no, and I'll tell you why. It takes money to get your message out. Now, his message out of the gate is he has analyzed, because he's an efficiency expert, he's a mathematician. He's done the calculations, and he realizes that the median income of Michigander families is roughly about $111,000, $113,000, whatever, and some change. And that based on our income tax at 4.25%, by eliminating the income tax alone, each family in the state of Michigan would have $4,747 in their bank accounts every single year. 4747. You've seen the commercials, you've heard the commercials. Well, he says it can be done by just eliminating 2 cents, 2% of every dollar that is spent on discretionary spending in Lansing. He said, as an efficiency expert, he's going to go through the state government line by line, department by department, office by office and see where we can save money by reducing the budget. That's how he plans to basically pay for the elimination of state income tax. This is his campaign. This is his ideas. These are his policies. Well, I'm going to reach out to Perry Johnson, and I'm going to see if he'll come on the show next week. Because as the field is starting to thin out, and it's going to thin out even more come April 22nd, the day after we know who turns in signatures as to who's truly going to be on the ballot, we need to know and talk to these candidates. Now, one way that we're going to do this absolutely is a Fun Shoot Pig Roast, which is going to be the third Saturday in July. 2 weeks after the big 4th of July party we're going to do down at Liberty Mountain, USA. Well, Antrim County Conservative Union is hosting their 7th annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig is going to do the smoking of our pork, and we're going to have all the governor candidates invited to come and speak to us. Now, if you want to text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, I'll send you back the link to acconservatives.org's website. You can read the post about the event, and you can make donations online for your tickets. Adults are $40, teenagers are $20, and the kids 12 and under are free. We're going to be teaching the young people firearm safety. We actually have a 22 long rifle, thanks to John Palmer from Palmer Farms in Onaway, our pig farmer. And Nick Wallace, J2 Construction from Petoskey, they went and purchased a 20-gauge shotgun from Tom and Karen Curtis, and they're donating it to the kids. We'll put the names in a hat, and two lucky kids are going to go home with firearms. They're going to be trained, and they're going to get these firearms with their parents being there with them. But more importantly, I will be moderating, and I will be introducing these candidates, and we will hear their stump speech, and then we'll take questions from you guys. Ask them questions specifically about why they want to be the next governor in order for us to vote for them basically just 2 weeks later on August 4th. So again, text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast. I'll send you the link, and you can come and attend our event. Gates will open at noon. It'll be over about 4:30 on that Saturday. Saturday, July 18th. Mark your calendars. We're going to start running the commercials here soon, and I need you guys to come and be a part of it. That's how we get to know these people. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Have a great weekend, everybody. God willing, we will be back on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and confidence.